Let's keep up our talk on the Ticats by talking to Simone Lawrence here on Engaging with the Enemy. This week on Engaging with the Enemy, we are joined by Ticats linebacker Simone Lawrence. Simone, thanks for joining us.
Hey, pleasure.
Now, obviously, it's been a tough start to the season over in Hamilton with the record and all the off-field stuff, but back-to-back wins put you guys back in the playoff race now. What's the vibe like in the locker room right now?
It's fun. I feel like it's been a ride, man. It's a journey, and we've been enjoying the journey. Even when we're 0-8, we're just enjoying the journey, you know. We still have fun with each other. We still laugh and joke, but just getting some wins is making this journey a little more interesting right now.
So we've asked a lot of players on our show who the biggest trash talker in the league is, and the consensus is you. Is that a badge of honor that you wear?
Man, I don't talk crap, man. I just play football. Sometimes I talk to myself, and then players think I'm talking to them, but I'm crazy. I'm mentally crazy.
Now, if not you, who do you say is the biggest trash talker right now in the CFL?
Who on offense talks? There's nobody on offense that really talks like that.
Manny Arsenault?
Nah, Manny doesn't talk. Not when we play. Man, they're kind of pretty quiet, man. They need to focus on their players. They got a lot to worry about.
Now, who's the toughest player you've ever played against?
The toughest player I've played against? Probably Ted Laurent, because one time I ran up in a gap. I think I ran in the wrong gap, and I bumped into his back, and I fell and almost broke my butt bone.
So take us through a normal day off for Simone Lawrence. What do you do in your spare time?
What's normal, though? What's going on? Like, am I in season, out of season?
Out of season.
Out of season, a normal day. I wake up, get on my Snapchat, just take a view out of my condo in beautiful hills of California. I go make my girl some breakfast. You know, she's a doctor, so I make her stir up a little bit. She goes to work. I go work out, hang out, bullshit around. Get in my car, make more Snapchat videos. Nighttime comes. I sit in my house. I go out, nightlife, have a good time, come home. I repeat the same thing.
Now, you mentioned Snapchat a little bit for our listeners. If they wanted to give you a follow on Snapchat, get a little entertainment from you, what's your handle?
Oh, man, it's SimmyHov21. SimmyHov. I advise them. The Snapchat could be a little bit rated sometimes, so I don't really add everybody on that, but the Instagram snaps are PG, so that's a good, you'll still get a good laugh out of those.
Now, you get the opportunity to sit down for an hour and talk to anybody in the world, dead or alive. Who would you pick, and what's the first thing you would ask them?
Probably Oprah, and I just like, Oprah, can I hold something?
Fair enough.
What's your best hidden talent that people don't know about?
I can make anybody in the world smile.
And how do you do that?
I said, even if they're in a bad mood, I just can make anybody in the world smile. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Is that something that, do you take pride in that as well?
Yeah, I take pride in it, you know. I take pride in that.
So when you were a kid, besides a football player, what did you want to, you know, do for a job as an adult?
I wanted to be a trash man.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
I wanted to be a trash man. Well, I wanted to, like, sell cars. I don't know why. I just always wanted to, because I really like cars and stuff.
Why a trash man?
I don't know, yo. Like, I just thought it was cool to ride on the back of the truck and then, like, throw trash into the thing that I found.
Did you ever jump on the back of those and just, like, hang out as a kid while they were driving by?
What I used to do was get on my rollerblades and, like, anytime I would see a trash truck, I would ride on the back of it. Anytime I see an ice cream truck, I would ride on the back of it.
Oh, well, I'm with you on the ice cream truck there, man.
So now, feel free here to spill all the beans you want, if you want to, but what's your best road trip story so far from the CFL?
Oh, man, I can't even talk about that. I would incriminate myself.
There's got to be some PG stuff. And you don't have to name names at all either.
I don't know, man. If I would tell you the best story, I would really want to tell you the best story, or I'd just rather stay quiet.
Now, growing up, who was your hero?
My dad and mom.
How come?
Just because they came to a new country, had to start all over. My mom worked at KFC. My dad worked at Payless Shoes. They had four kids. You know, it was tough for them to make ends meet, but they still put four kids through college. And, you know, just never complained, just always worked, and, you know, better and made us successful in life.
Now, one of the most important questions we ask any player we have on our show, cats or dogs?
Dogs. I hate cats.
That seems to be a consensus pick so far.
Oh, because I'm a dog. Like, I'm a real-life dog. I can't picture any football player picking a cat. If anybody picks a cat, I need to know, because I don't ever want someone on my team.
I know we've had a couple so far. We'll let you know.
Your former teammate, Peter Diakowski, picks cats.
Makes sense.
So I know you're a bit of a video gamer. What's your game of choice, and who's the toughest opponent you faced?
I play Call of Duty. I'm a shooter, so I don't even know the people I'm playing against. I just talk crap to little 8-year-olds and tell them that their mommy doesn't love them.
What's the best chirp that they've ever given you back?
Yo, they always tell me that. They always say, oh, you probably live in your mom's basement, da-da-da-da-da. And then, like, sometimes I just want to be like, I'm actually in my own game room right now, you know, in the hills of California. But, you know, I just keep talking and just it helps me out. I play better. It's good. I love talking crap to the kids, even if they're just 8 years old.
Well, sometimes they got to be put in their place, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Simone, I appreciate you joining us this week.
No problem.
Have a great game this week. But, you're playing the Riders, our team, so don't have too good of a game, all right?
Hey, just for you, I'll have my best game of the season.
Well, if you guys win, I think the whole province of Saskatchewan knows who to blame now, so thanks for that.
All right.
Thanks so much, Simone.
All right, thanks, guys. Later.
There was Simone Lawrence of the Hamilton Tiger Cats here on Engaging with the Enemy.